when they've come down with all the two answers.
How would you be able to estimate that? Basically,
you say, look,
it's
this side, that side.
What does that mean?
It means the horizon, right? You see the horizon, right? Where you think the world ends. So how high was the moon from the horizon? Was it like one saddle, one yoke? You're in the city now. You ever go in the country? Sometimes you see the moon looks like it's right next to you, or the moon looks like it's right and where the world meets the horizon. So the question is, in your eye, in your estimation, was it high in the sky? Was it low in the sky? Because they know where it should be. So you're learning, it says here, it's ton of alert. We ask, how high was it in the sky? Which direction, or which way was it tilted? We learned in the Braise, if he says that it was in the north, that the moon was on the north side, you know that the moon, just like the sun, rises in the east and sets in the west, the moon also rises in the east and sets in the west. Now the moon, like the sun, when it rises in the east, first it travels south, and then in the afternoon when it goes to the west, it goes north. The moon follows the sun. So now, the way Rashi is going to learn is that the moon always goes in the same trajectory. The moon always goes in the middle. That's what the Gemara is going to say right now. Yeah, but then the Rashi is going to say the moon is also different. The moon always goes in the middle of the world. So in the morning, the moon is on the right side of the sun. And in the afternoon, the moon is on the left side of the sun. Because the sun is going north, and the moon still stays in the middle. So now the moon suddenly is in the south side. So, in one place we learn, let's find the word of Kayam in the north. He's right. If he says that the moon is on the south, he's not telling the truth. But Tanya let Ibchafakert, Ledroim Dvar Kayam, that the south is words are correct. How's that word? Like Kasha. We know that in the northern hemisphere, in the summer, the sun goes north, 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 and the hottest day in the summer, what's the longest day in the summer? Longest day of summer is when the sun is at the most northern point, so the orbit around the world is a very short orbit, or it's a very long orbit. So therefore, the night is very short, the day is very long, and ironic, the warmest day on Earth is when the sun is the furthest away, furthest north. And in the winter in the northern hemisphere, the sun goes south, 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 south. And in the middle of the day of the solstice is when the sun is right in the middle of the Earth equator. So that's how it works. So in the difference is, b'yimayzacham in the summer when the sun is in the north, and Rashi will explain, then we expect the moon to be on the south of it. Kam b'yimayzach shamim, when the sun generally is in the south, we expect the moon to be in the north of it. Rashi. Kam b'yimayzacham, kam b'yimayzach shamim, b'yimayzacham in the summer, ki gein b'yim aruch a long day, shot kufas tamas, middle of the summer, chamos shekas, l'seif, maide l'tzat sofim, the sun sets on the west, but where? All the way in the north. The sun rises in a long day and sets in a long day. So pnei tzofim, that the sun generally goes in the northern part of the world in the summer. But in the winter when it's a short day, in the short day the sun is already traveling in the south, and that's why and the sun is on the southern part of the world. Nisan v'tishrei, but right in the middle of the year when the days and the nights are more or less equal, chama yoytzes b'chatzim mizrik v'shechaz b'chatzim ma'ariv. In other words, right along the equator, it's like right in the middle. Tkufas nisan in the nisan hayim v'laishon the same, chama yoytzes b'chatzim mizrik, right in the midpoint of the east. U'mahaleches chatzim mizrik, it travels all the way v'chol dorin v'chatzim ma'ariv v'shechaz, and it sets in the middle of the west. Right in the middle of the west, and so going right down the middle. It goes around the world. It goes around the whole world. You get back to the same point. Now in the summer, every day goes another percentage, a certain part of a degree north. So in the day that's equal time, solstice day, it goes right down the center of the earth, and then every day from then on, it goes another degree north, another degree north, another degree north. It's going towards the north. It moves a bit forward. So therefore, it rises earlier and it sets later. And when it comes, mamish the summer, where's the sun at the very northern points and it rises northeast. It goes three sides, and it sets northwest. It's going in the north. and now it's northwest. Umisham ve'elech, from that now, once you reach the longest day, and now the days are getting shorter, what happens? The sun is starting to go back a degree south till it gets back to the equator. Mismatin v'chama nimshech es matma, little by little, b'zichoso v'shkiyoso l'tzad dorim, is now starting to set towards the south. Ukushimagiat kufas tisha comes tisha yoitzaz bechatzi mizach, who comes kufas tisha again. Right, it goes through the equator, so therefore it's exactly 12 hours. Vishakaz bechatzi mizach, in the midpoint of the east, the midpoint of the west. Vayayim vaalayla shav, and therefore the hours are exactly the same. Vayoid moishach, and then from then on the winter, now every single day goes another little degree south. Moishach is vayalechid, the tzadorim, it's going towards the south, at kufas tebe, until it comes to the shortest day of the year. That's because they're going to the most southern point. Is the most southeastern point. The Shaykaz, and where does it set? Bekeren Dreim is Maravi. So that's how the sun constantly moves. And then after the shortest day of the winter, then slowly it starts moving north again. It continues to go quickly towards the north. Ma'at, a little bit by little. The Shaykaz, and it sets. V'chein Tomid. Ad kufas nitl nissen she yitzaz bechatzim mizav shechad bechatzim meidav. Nimtzaz comes out. B'yimoyis achav, it comes out that in the summer, mahaleches reiv ruach ma'arav is lifnesh kiyosa. The comes out that in the summer, that most of the in the summer, most of it is in the west, but in the north side, pa'amim. So in the summer, the moon, which always goes down the middle, is always on the south side of the sun, because the sun is going to the north. The moon is always fixed. So therefore, the moon is on the south side of the sun. Upa'amim kula, the choy weather shami in the winter, ein the ma'alech is alamiyat ma'idiv, upa'amim shen nechnesa by aldova mu'at. The alvana lo'olam b'chidusha b'kerem ha'rob is dremis. The levana is always situated in the same place. Hilcha b'mayit, in the winter, she'ein ha'chama nechnesa l'mayidiv, ela b'shki yos ha'alvana k'adam ha'ter ha'mayidiv. When does the sun go? When it sets, and it's a very sudden point, so the moon is more north. In other words, the moon is ahead of the sun. Nintaz levana b'tzama, and the moon is in the north. In the summer, when the sun in the west, the sun is in the north, and the north is much shorter, so the sun sets first. So it looks like that the moon is on the left. The sun comes in first. The Reva Chadosh in the north, and the sun is in the south. Is that what the pictures are showing there? Yeah, I saw that somewhere. Two different planes, yeah. But Asher doesn't say that. Rashi just seems to be learning the moon is fixed, its trajectory is always fixed in the middle, and the sun is what goes north and south. That's what Rav Chaim, others argue. You look into the Shein and they all skip Pedic Sheini of Rosh Hashanah. Amazing. Okay, we're up to the Gemara, 6 lines on the top. You have a picture?
You see the moon sun is sort of a straight moon, it's a bit of an angle. You see the moon, it's a little bit lower.
Yeah.
This is sort of a
different orbit, yeah.
The angles of the orbit are a bit different.
Okay. Fine. Tell what we learned. We asked them, how high in the horizon did you see the moon? One of them says, I saw the length of two mardois, two yokes of an animal from the tip of the horizon. I saw three. We know they're not perfect. So we say, okay, make a little mistake there. Hey, we had the same thing in Pesachim regarding the hours of the day. So if one guy says there was three mardois from the tip of the horizon, that was pretty low in the sky. No guy said it was five, which is mamish, the center of the sky, then that kind of mistake can't be. And we say Eidus Taylor, one of them is making up a story. But they can't combine to another Eidus. Now here's what I'd like to show you what exactly does that mean. Because we had the same Gemara in Cheskel Abatim there, but Abba Chizda, if you have two Eidim that machit each other, one Eid says this happened, or they said this didn't happen. So what happens then? So the Abba says that obviously they both can never say Eidus together. One of them is definitely lying, but if we're one of these eight, two of these, one group of these eight says about something else, we trust him. But if one from group A, sorry?
We just had that, but a father and son should go because they could still join.
Yeah, true. But here we're saying, Eidus Acheres. Normally, Eidus Acheres means in the third Eidus. To have one from group A and one from group B coming together talk about something else, how can you? One of them is definitely lying. So none of us says that one group can come and talk about something else when the other group is not around. That's one way of learning pshat. But according to Rav Chisda, he can't do that. Rav Chisda says that both of them now, their credibility is shot. We don't know who to trust. So you can never trust any of them, even if they're...
For any
other ages. Even if they just come on their own. So what did learn pshat? What's pshat there? So Rashi therefore learns like this pshat. And Rashi seems to be born. Rashi, Abba mistar from Lady Zacharis, Echad Mehen, one of these, mitzta, there's only one group here, right? Two of them are contradicting each other. One of them is definitely lying. Echad Mehen mitzta'at im eid acha sheyoyim kem moisoi. In this edus, if somebody else comes along and says, I saw the moon also, we ask him the same question, where did you see? Three madoi. If he says three, then the one who said three is his thing, and they join. Question is, if he says four, what happens then? So which is the one that you trust? Because one guy said five, one guy said three. And we said you allowed a mistake of one. So if he comes along and says four, what happens then? Yeah, but what do you do then? You're no smarter than you're no wiser than you before.
If there are four, then you'll be started today.
To which one?
First guy.
Why first?
Three or five.
One guy said three, one guy said five. Both of them can work together with a guy four. Could we allow a mistake of one? So the guy who says five could go together with the guy four, the guy who says three can go together with the guy four. I don't know how it works. Okay, Vayti Gemara. Tonu Rabban, we learned. Re'inu b'mayim. If a guy says, I saw an image of the moon in the water, Re'inu b'ashosh, I saw it through a glass. Re'inu b'avim, I saw an image. I didn't see the moon itself, but I saw it through the clouds. It looked like a moon. Ain me'idin love. That's nothing. Could be just your imagination. If he says, Chetche b'mayim, if I saw half of the moon in the water, and Chetche b'avim, and half in the cloud, Chetche b'ashosh, half, I saw half a moon, Ain me'idin love. You can't say ages. Freddy Gimara. Maduch, if you saw the full moon in the water, an image of a full moon in the water, you tell me it's no good. If it's only a half a moon, of course it's no good. What do you have to tell me for? Hash to kuli amid loy, chetzim meboya. What do you have to tell me for? Elohim. If he says, chetzim meboya, chetzim meboya, I saw a part of the moon image in the water, and then I saw the other half in the sky. Chetzim ba'ovin, the chetzim meboya, I saw half in the clouds and half in the, without the clouds. Chetzim ba'ashoshis, chetzim meboya, ein me'idin. I'm not exactly sure what that means. If you saw Chetzib in the key and Chetzib in the cloud, I mean, you saw part of the moon. How much of a moon do you have to see to say you saw the moon? There's no size. So if you saw part of it, that's it. You saw the moon. Yeah, the crescent. Yeah, so if you only saw half a moon, why shouldn't it be kosher? Why shouldn't it? Obviously, you saw the moon because in 6 hours you can't see. True. But in the cloud, you could answer it because the cloud, you still saw the image, right? You see the crescent in the cloud. You see, you just can't say, so directly saw the cloud. What is the chesed in here? Rashi. No, you saw half of the cloud. No, a full cloud, I understand. Maybe just who said what you saw. But if you saw half the real moon, that means it's definitely the moon. There's no question it's the moon. And the other half, because the cloud covered it. So what are we worried about? What you didn't see the moon. You did see half of it. Yeah, that's in the cloud. What else could it be in the sky? Okay. Maybe, okay. Reinu mai the glashi teich not in the river, a mine or a spring, roya. Reinu demusu shalai. So the image of Lavana. But of them, yeim hamu udenoi, the cloudy day, but reinu me'ida derech oibu shalav. I saw it coming through this cloud. Asoshis candila belaz. Basically, it's a glass, a lantern. Said to me, Levite, tell what we learned. Reinua, we saw it last night. Then the shuv loy reinua, and then the following night we didn't see it. Ain my eden alav. We can no longer testify. Freddy Gemara, what? Kola hachi chazulav azli? Well, is there such a din that you saw it once, not good, and you have to see it again and again? Who said? Amar by Holkama, reinu me'elenu. This is what I mean. That we saw different nights. We weren't looking out for the moon. We just happened to be looking for something, and then suddenly we saw, notice the moon. We got all excited. V'shavnu liroisa medatenu. So we looked up again just to make sure that what we saw was the moon. And the second time when we looked to make sure of v'lo yireinu, we didn't see it. Ein me'idin love. Talking about the same idea, same night. My time, Emu, we say, Kuvisa diiva ba'almo dechaza. All you saw was a reflection of the clouds. Well, you saw the first time, because you weren't really looking for it, you didn't really see the moon, you thought you saw the moon. But when you looked the second time, you noticed it wasn't, therefore, Pashas wasn't. Rashi. Kol hani, kol hachi chazi v'azla, bit me machasheru, lama lo yid, washington techila oilem, tzichin lo yid, gotta see for an hour. Medatenu k'del hoid olav, to testify. Kuvisa diiva, eagle shall of lovin. You just saw a white line. Doesn't necessarily mean, or the circle of a circle, doesn't mean you saw the moon the first time. Look at the Mishnah, Roish Bezen Eimim Mekudish. It's important that the head of the Bezen declares after the Eidim testified, they say Mekudish. And everyone has to respond by saying twice Mekudesh. We'll soon see where we learn it from. Whether this, the moon was seen on time, so the 30th day became Mekudesh. Whether we didn't see it on time, so the 31st day is Mekudesh. Either way, the Bezin has to declare, even though if you didn't see Bezmane, obviously the next day is Mekudesh. Doesn't matter. Bezin has to stand up and declare Mekudesh. Mekach, you do this Kiddush. Rabbi Lazar of Tzadok, I mean, no. Im loy nida bezmanay. The Lord says, if you did, no, but if it's the 31st day, then em mekach, no, you don't have to. Shekvar kichu shemayim. The Eibishter already made it, the Mekudesh. What do you mean the Eibishter Mekudesh? Sorry? Anybody who saw it. And then later, when we didn't trust them, they had to bring Aiden with them to tell us that we can trust these guys. Okay. Rashi, they bring it from a Rashi on the side here. I think it's in Sanhedrin, where Rashi says, "Kvachu Shemaim yesterday." Not that when the moon came out the 31st, that's the Kiddush Shemaim. The moment that that the Shemaim didn't produce the sun on the 30th, it's tantamount to the Shemaim saying, "I went to different when it'll be," because we know every 29 and a half days it'll be the 31st. So it was yesterday in Mekudesh. Others say that it was today's Mekudesh, and there's some kind of Nafkamin Halacha as well. Anyway, Vayitei Gemara. Says the Gemara, Roish Bezim. How do you know Roish Bezim has to declare? Don't Rabbi Chiba Gamna Rabbi Yisrael Shom. Rabbi Rebbe Mekrus says Pazik. Vayedabe Moshe es Moya de Hashem. Moshe had to speak about Moya de Hashem. The next morning after long night, so if they don't turn up on that, I'm going to the next morning. Maybe I've got a project, they knew that nobody's going to report the Bezin. Where is it? Kvar Ketshu B'Shemayim, about 10 lines into the Likutei Rashi. Bezdin Shalamayla Me'esmo. Yesterday.
But we don't do that.
The 31st, according to the second Madam, the 30th, that we don't Mekadosh the 31st, only the 30th. Because Bezdin Shalamayla raised Mekadosh at Etmo yesterday.
Yeah. Not today. But it's not Rosh Chodesh now. It's Mekadosh, but it's not Rosh Chodesh, because we make a Chodesh on the 31st.
No, yesterday they decided, Bezdin Shalamayla decided yesterday that today will be Rosh Chodesh. Ah. And we, the Bezdin, don't have to declare it because the Eibishter already declared it. Anyway, so it says by Dabin Moshe's Moed Hashem. So if you know that what that Moshe that the Nasi has to do it, Bekancha Roish Bezin Oyim Mekudesh. V'chol Om Oyin Achal Mekudesh Mekudesh. How do you know that? We know how you know that. Omar Papa Omar Kro. It says in the pasuk, Asher Tikru Oysam. It said that these are the Moedim Asher Tikru Oysam. So we dashin Karibe Atem. You the Eden have to declare it. He says Mahakam here. It says Elehem. Same pasuk, but it says Elehem Moyadoi. These are my modim. They should say Moyadoi. These are our yom tovim. Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Vezin lamin hainu. Say twice Mekudesh. It says Mikroi Eikodesh in plural. Rablazim Rav Tzadok Goyim. Imla Nidav Zmanu Kachanoi. Said Tanya. We learn a third opinion. Play Moyama. Play Moy actually says that bizmanai, that if it's on, he holds for kert, bizmanai, a mikachinai, so he holds that if it's the 30th day, you don't have to be mikadosh it. But shalei bizmanai, 31st, then mikachinai, so then you have to mikadosh. Punk for kert, what in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Tzadik says. Rabbi Lazar, but fourth opinion, benkach, a mikachinai, so what is mikadosh for? Shememet says, the kiddash to Mishnasa Chamishim, it says that when it comes to Yevul, you should mikadosh, so we dashin. The kiddashim, eight Nasa Chamishim, shani mat mikadosh. Only Yevul, you have to be mikadosh. We have to mikadosh Chadoshim. So we have four opinions. You're not mikadosh anything. You mikadosh both, like a Tanakama. You only mikadosh the 30th day, like Rabbi Lazar, what's talking about Mishnah, or you only mikadosh the 31st day, like Playmoy in our Braisa. All the entire Bezin and all the Yidden. There's a Mishnah later on. Nechru Eidim. They all saw it. And the Eidim were interrogated, but before they should spay it to say Mekudesh came night. But they all saw it. Harei zem uber. Too bad. You have to wait till the following day. Entire Klal Yisrael saw the new moon, including the Bezen, and you interrogate the Edim because Mekudesh is what makes it the Chedesh. And since you didn't say Mekudesh, it's Meuber. Now, it doesn't say you have to Mekadesh it tomorrow. It says it's Meuber. It said, you don't have to Mekadesh it tomorrow, but still you have to wait till tomorrow. Because today you weren't Mekadesh it. So, I mean, today, the 30th, you have to Mekadesh, but the 31st, you don't need Bezen to say Mekudesh. It's automatic. That's a blazer of Tzadik. Meuber in Mekudesh Lai. The right of Tzadik. Says, no, Raya. Maybe really you have to Bezen has to Mekadosh tomorrow as well, just like a Tanakama. So how come it says that today is not you have to wait till tomorrow to be Mu'ubir? Mu'ubir Itzichle. The Chiddush mainly is that you got to wait one more day. But it doesn't go into the details of how tomorrow will become Rosh Chiddush. Will it be through a Kiddush or Bezen or by itself? But and what's a Kiddush? Sal Kedat Chimin. I would have thought, ho, Yilvru'u Bezen B'chol Yisro. Ifar Smei V'leila. But I would have thought the only reason why Bezen and Mekudosh is just to spread the word. Not because they make it happen. Not because the Bezen actually makes the Rosh Chedesh. We would have thought that the idea of Bezen, Mekadosh, the Chedesh, is purely to notify everybody. Kamashal, no. Bezen needs to make the Kiddush because they make the Rosh Chedesh. It's not just that the Eidim make the Rosh Chedesh and Bezen is just coming to tell the world. Bezen, by saying Mekudosh, they make the Rosh Chedesh. I say, how can a 30, according to the opinion, you don't need to do the 31st? Because Shemayim Mekadosh it. No, you need someone to Mekadosh it. The 31st, the Eidish declares the Rosh Chedesh, and the 30th, it's Bezen that declares the Rosh Chedesh. That's how I will study. The other opinion says that nobody has declared because the Kiddush and Mishnah Chamishim, that's not the Bezen who's Mekadosh it, it's only the Edim that Mekadosh it. The Bezen only did to Megala what the Edim did, but if everyone saw, good enough. Rashi. Mikro Gaj Tezim, the Master says twice plural. He says, Bezman Mekadosh it, you don't need Chizuk. He says, Bezman Mekadoshin, and the 31st is Mekadosh. Now, this opinion holds, that's not the Kiddush of Bezen that makes it happen. The Edim make it happen. But people might not take it literally. So if it's the 30th day, then everyone hears about it. They don't need chizik. Somehow the 31st day, you need chizik. Why you need more the 31st and the 30th day chizik, I'm not exactly sure. But it's not that they make it, they just have to give the chizik, give the strength. People might not take it seriously. I'm not sure why one day more than another. Moving in the mashu b'chashech nisaber. At night it was nisaber. Abba b'kudosh loy, ketoni harizim, miskazim mochi, automatic. But really, when is it the first day? Mishnah. The mus tzulis levana hoyler and Gamliel betavla. Gamliel had an image of the levana, and Rashi says tzurois plural. It had many different shapes of levana. So he asked all these questions before. People might not understand. So he brought them into this room. He had a big whiteboard, and he had pictures of the moon there. And he would say to the guys, "So did the moon look like this shape or that shape? The crescent there upstairs." Uve koysel bala yosi. He had it upstairs. Shebehen Mare said Yaitis, the simple people who weren't the scholars, he would show them, no, tell me which shape was it? Whatever. Says the Gemara, Mi Shari, how can he have images of the moon? Now the Gemara will talk about images. We digress. How can you have images? Vachsiv doesn't say in the Pasik, Lo Isasun Iti, you shouldn't create with me. Elehe Chesef, and so on and so forth. These idols' images. And there's Leisasu Lechem. So how? And we learn from there Leisasun Kidmus Shamosha. Not only don't make getchkes, don't even make those things I create to serve me, like the sun and the moon and all that. So how can you have an image of the moon? And this is a three-dimensional maybe image or whatever it is. You have an image. How can you do that? Amar Abaye says Abaye Loi Osra Teira El Shamoshin Sheefcher Lasses Kemoisin. So first Abaye answers the Issa was not Shamoshin the moon and the sun. It was the base of Migdash. If you cannot build exact replicas. Where can you build an exact replica? You can have the Shulchan. The Torah gave us the dimensions. You know, I build an exact replica of the Shulchan, of the Aron HaZeviter. But it's impossible to build an exact replica of the sun and the moon. So therefore, there's no Issa. Rashi. Loi Sashin Iti, Tzuroi Sa'oimdim Iti. Those forms that are with me. Says the Gemara, Kedetanya, where did Rabbi get this from? He learned Fesha Braisa. What does the Braisa say? Lo yasa odam beis tavnis heichu. You should not build a house, a replica of the base of Migdash. Aksadra. You should not build a similar to the Heichel by making a porch. Now a porch is three sides and the fourth side is empty. How is that like the Heichel? The Heichel had an opening and then it was flanked on two sides. So Tesa says because the opening was so wide, 20 amas wide, even though it had 15 amas on both sides, flanked on both sides, it looked like it was a porch. Because 20 amas, when you stand in front of it, you don't even notice the walls on the side. So if you're building a porch, and always it seems to taste, it doesn't have to be accurate, or even has to be accurate, but we can still call it aksadra, because if you can build an exact replica, it looks like open on the fourth side. Okay. Nor can you, Ulam, Tatavnis Ulam Chatzah, you cannot build the Ulam Chatzah to build like, Aksadah Tavnis Ulam, Aksadah in the place of the Ulam, or a Chatzah Keneged Azorah, you cannot build a Chatzah, the exact replica of the Azorah, or a Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, or building a Shulchan replica of a Shulchan, or a Meneda Keneged Meneda. Avaloisa, but if you make any variation, that's all right. You're allowed to make a Meneda, Shal Chamisha, Shal Shisha, Shal Shemaina, 5, 6, and 8. Michelle, and that's one of the opinions, one of the Shayim say why the Chanukah asks why it's 8 nights and only 7. They say for this reason, it shouldn't look like a base of English. Michelle, Shiva, La Yasa. But 7 you shouldn't make. Afilu Shaji made a matchis, not only, even though there was then the Menorah was made out of gold, Mikshazov, you're not allowed to even make it out of metal. Why? Because by the Evid, if you made the Menorah out of metal, it's kosher, and you're not allowed to build. So what do you see from this Braisa, from the Torah of the Braisa? Only if it's an exact replica, since the Levana and the Chamat, the Chaych. Even wood, you're not allowed to, because wood also you can be Yetzim Menayda. They're arguing whether you can Yetzim Menayda, but Aya, La Yasek, Kadesh, also Malkav Echinayda. They're very poor when they took all the base of Megdush, the first Menayda they made, made out of wood. Omru Loi, Misham Raya, well, you bring an Aya for Chash Menayim. They never had wood. You need Chalpach's metal. Shpudin Shabazel Hayu, the essence of the candelabra was metal. The chippum beitz, it looked like wood, but that was only the surface. It was the oil and everything else went inside was actually metal, and therefore the iser of making a replica does not apply to wood because it was never kosher wood. So they had it was metal with wood around it. Hey, shidu. Sorry. Okay. Hey, shidum. Then became richer. Asher became silver. Chazu became rich. Asher became gold. So there, Rashi. But the yates with metal as well. So anything which you yates the shamash in the base of Middash, you cannot make a replica. Tanya, Vasisim Neda is klal, Zov. He said, Vasisim Neda is a klal. Make a out of anything. Zov, toy, pure gold, is a prat. Miksha teyasa, you can make out a chisel of anything. Chazav, a kol. So klal, prat, the klal, what do we say? Ke'ena prat. It has to be similar to gold, it has to be metal. Maha prat, mefudish, shal matchas, af shal matchas. Then comes along the Bishop Yudah says, even wood. How did you learn wood? Because he says it's not klal prat klal, it's ribi mi dribi. And what do you know about ribi mi dribi? That it's ma'abe everything except something which is totally the opposite. Shikayetz, bakshay lefnim. The Rabbi Yosef Yudah, Dorish lele krabi ribi miit. My rabbi, rabbi komi, everything. My miit, miit, cheddar. The only thing he cannot use is clay. The hokim fazer menachas. Kederesh also ma'achin, the taka did it. Kishe govra yodim ala yavonim, when they actually won over the Greeks. Vahitziyah mir shalayim. They threw him out of Shalim. V'tiros ha-migdash. V'hoyu anim. They're all armalite. V'lo yochlu la'asoysa shazov. Krimi got a gold. V'batz is shteinoi balaz. Is that tin? Okay, tin. Says him, that's the first answer of Abaya. So what aren't you allowed to make a replica base of migdash? Says him, are you going to tell me Abaya? V'shamoshin she'i efshel lasis k'moysim mishadi. You're trying to tell me I'm going to make an image of Levana because if it's not exact replica, you know, things which are not exact replicas, you're allowed to. But tiny little another b'raisa loisasun iti. We dash it also with the same possible loisat. You shouldn't make with me loisasun kedemus shamosha hamisham shelfani b'morim. Says Klorin b'raisa. Not only talking about Beis Hamikdash replicas, but even things l'baylo. L'chaylo includes the sun and the moon. So how did Gamliel have an image of the moon there? Omar Abai is the Abaya. Second answer, even the image is Lamaila. When is it? Osir, like Osir, Toida, Elad, the Mus, Abba, upon him, the four of the Merkava, which is the Pnei Aryein, the Pnei Neshen, the Pnei Shoyin, and the Pnei Adam. That's all Osir. Mashain Kain, the Hastas, the Levona, and the Chama is Mut. Elamayata, Fred, and Bahadi Adodi, only if you build all four together. Rashi. Dimus arba panim leguf echad all together ke ein chayes hakodesh like the chayes in lemaila the hainu iti she kisei hakavod rochav alein. These are the four wheels of the kisei hakavod. Says the Gemara, so according to you Abaye, the way you understood that the only thing is osir is the four the wheels of the merkava, and only if they're all done together. So what do you tell me? Parts of Adam lechud tishrei. According to you, then if you just made an image of a person, you're allowed to. Allah matanya, why do you learn Abaye? Say kol ha partzuf is mutadi. You're allowed to make any image you want from animals, whatever. But chud the parts of Adam, a human image is osir. So according to you, it should only be osir if all four are there. And here's some fighters. A human image is osir as well. Omar Avuna Avuna said, "But Avidi mepirke da baye shmili from the yeshivas of baye I heard, or from what he subject he spoke about, I understood loisasun iti, loisasun oisi. Don't make a replica of me. And what's the only thing that we know? Adam Ma'ilam Akisa is Adam. So the only dmus that we have there is the dmus of an Adam. So the Abish says, you know, I'll make a partzuf of an Adam. But so Tesh already asked, if you now make a parts of Adam, so what do you have to ask me the four that you now make all four together? One of those four is an Adam. So automatically it's also as parts of Adam. What are you adding? So Tesh either says because it's two lavin, or if you already have another parts of there, and then you add a parts of Adam, as parts of Adam is not also because it's not alone, it's with others. But when is it also if you did all four? Rashi, parts of Adam, Lachud, Tishre, Shari, who echad men, Bechai, only one of them. I feel Hachi, Amar, Adi, Kulabad, you say only all four. So what are you telling me? That the sun and the moon is mutter. So far we have two Yisurim. We have an Issa of Rav Kulbeis HaMidosh, we have an Issa of the Chayis HaMekava, or the parts of Adam on its own. But Vishar, Shamashim, Mishari, with the sun and the moon, everything else is mutter. But Hatanya, didn't we learn? Loisasun, Iti, Widashin, Loisasun, Kidmus, Shamashim, it's a third Braisa. Do not make images of my Shamashim, Hamishamshin, Lefonai, Bemorim, that serve for me, Bemorim, Kegoin. And there it says, that what it means, Bemorim, Ifanim, Vesrofim, Vechayis, we're talking about Malachim. We're not talking anymore about the Dal Chayis HaMekava. We're talking about Malachim. Umalachia Sharis. I'm going to buy it again. You're right. Like us, the Torah, Elish HaMoshen, Shemad Elyon. We have in Chagiga, there are seven layers and there are seven different levels of Zvul and all those different Madregas of Shemaim. And what's us is the Malachim in the highest level. But we still don't have an Issa for the sun and the moon. That's why I'm going to be able to do what he did. Rashi, Shemad Elyon, but the Kiya Shvi in the seventh level, the Daikinan Iti, with me, the closest to me. Avol Chama, Ulevana, the Kachavi, Mumazal, is Bemadra Taknein. They're in the lowest level in Gashmis, but the Kiya Sheini, Kidamim, is at the Chagiga. Says the Gemara, I still have a question. So far, Abaye is asking Malachim, asking the Dal Chayis Mekava, parts of Adam, and the replica base of Migdash, and the moon is on your matter. Let me ask you a question. We have another Braisa, a fourth one. Shemodra Tachn Mishori, you tell me that the Modra Tachn Mutter. Vihatanya, didn't we learn? Asheba Shemayim, Le Rabbeis Chama, Trimarbe, the son, Vulavone, Kerchavim, Mazolis. It says, Mephesh the Possum, and it says, and I says, Diblish, don't make me a pestle. It says, Asheba Shemayim, Mahal, Vashayim, Mahal, Vashayim, Mahal, Vashayim, Mahal, Vashayim, Mahal, referring to the sun and the moon. You know, I'll make replicas of the sun and the moon. Yeah, you're not allowed to. Rashi. No Rashi. Says the Gemara. Says Rabbis Chama, Levona, Kechom, Azol, Mimal. So the word Bashamayim is it's in heaven. All these celestial bodies. And the word Mimal comes to each Malachim. Says the Gemara. Kitanya Hila of them. There is talking about the Pasuk that says, Dibris, it says that you shouldn't serve them. It doesn't say you shouldn't make them. Agamil didn't have these, make the Chama and the Levona. To Chas Hashem worship them, he had it just to be there, and that you're allowed to. Freddy Gemara, if the Isid is not allowed to make them to serve, then why limit it only to Shemaim? Anything you're not allowed to make if you're going to worship as an idol. Ela of them, I feel the Nami, even a tiny worm. So why does it highlight only Shemaim and Mal? The Gemara Inoch Nami, right? The time you're going to Asher Ba'ore Shemaim Ma'avah Laros Mitochas Asher Ba'ore is Lerab is Hodi Mugvoyes mountains and hills Yamim and Ahores seas and rivers Afikim and also little brooks and the Vegeis and valleys. And what does Mitachas come teach you? All is Mitachas Lerabah Shushukot and even a worm. So you're right, everything's included. Taki, you're right, in that pasuk, everything's included. But what are we talking about? What are we asking when the sun and the moon? Only if you're going to worship it. But to build it, you're allowed to. Freddy Gemara, Vasiya Greidosa Mishari. So you want to argue that what you're allowed to build the sun and the moon? You're allowed to have that, and that's why Gemara was able to do it. But tiny, look at another Braisa, Braisa number five. Loisasun Iti. It says in the pasuk, Loisasun Iti. In this Braisa, Loisasun Kidmusha Moshai. Do not make images of those that serve me. Hameshamshin Lefon that serve me. Keep going. For example, Chama Ulevona. It clearly spells out, don't build, don't worship, don't build. We're not learning from the Sazed Ibris. The Sazed Ibris talks about Leisa of them. But here it says Leisasun, it's all it says Leisasun, and it says in the Fezha Braisa, what's it talking about, the moon and the sun? So how are we going to build a moon, a replica of the moon? Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Shiny Dam Gamliel, Da Chedim Osuloi. A guy built it for him. A guy built for him. And therefore you're allowed to. So Tesh already asked, the Isid of Midl Akum doesn't only apply to Shabbos, it applies to Kol HaTeir Kula. So how can you tell a Goy to do it for you? So Tesh answers that maybe who said that he told him the Goy to do it? That maybe the Goy did it on his own? Or maybe he told him to do a whole bunch of partsufim together. It wasn't just that. Where is it? Or the Tzedek Mitzvah. Just like by Shabbos we say, Shavuos Akum for Tzedek Mitzvah, you're allowed to, here also you're allowed to. Or when is it usher by Milakim only if you get Malkus? And here you don't get Malkus. And why do you get Malkus here? Because since the main, the Mishnah Melech explains, why do you get Malkus here is because the main purpose of building this is to serve it, to worship it. So the building itself is only a means to an end. And you don't get Malkus for an Aveda, which is a means to an end. You don't get Malkus and Aveda like Sesach, but that is the end itself. You're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Here, you're not allowed to build it in order to serve it. So therefore, even though it's an Isser to build it, it's not Isser. You're allowed to tell a good. Okay, weiter. Predi Gemara, Bahar Av Yehuda, Da Chedim Os Av Yehuda, the Mice Av Yehuda, that he had a ring, and he had a tzura that was made by a goy, and yet the Omele Shmuel Av Yehuda, Shinna, the intelligent one, or sharp one, Sam Mi Eina Didain, remove the eye, deform it, deface it, Rashi. Yehuda Achedi Nochem Goy, Vav Yehuda, Shehoi Shle Tzura Betabasa, he had, all the men had the rings. Da Achedi Masu, and someone else, a goy, actually built him this image, Vav Omele Shmuel, the Nishkele Minei, remove it, remove part of it, deface it. That's when we all grew up, the dolls we used to deface it. Bima Chleik is there to shine him when it says, you know, I'll make an image of a person who's talking about the full body or just the head. And that's why, you know, we have all this cool thing. And it has to be three-dimensional rather than two-dimensional.
And
dogs? Dolls. We used to clip the ear off, clip a piece of nose off. Yeah. Especially the porcelain ones. You don't have them at all. But if you only have a bust, as a machlek, if you only have a bust, is that an Isser, not an Isser? All these different days. Okay, it's all based on this Gemara here. But it's more in Avodah Zarah. So Lachayda, why did he tell him to deface it? According to you, for Goy makes, that's all right. And for the Gemara, Hasam Chaysamai Bailit Hava. There, he had a ring, and the image on the ring, there's two kinds of rings. You can have it shakur, you can have it an impression in the ring, so when you go on wax and you put it on, then it's boilet. Or you can have it boilet in the ring, so when you go on wax, it pushes, presses it in, and it's shakaya. The problem is when it's boilet, people don't know why you have it. Then people are chayshis for avodah zarah. So the Gemara, hasam chayshame boilet have it, umashum chshada, and everybody can see the image or whatever the image was, and therefore there's a chshad that people shouldn't say avodah zarah. That's a pelding thing. It's Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda walking around. Who was a big rav. Who would be chayshu that he's walking around with a very zod on his finger? So they want to use it to say that people think that, you know, that maris ayin is only if, you know, if they can taka think with an emes that you're doing this in the veda. But if, let's say, you walk into McDonald's or from the yarmulke, why would you walk in to McDonald's with the yarmulke to buy treif with the yarmulke? So must be you're going to buy coke or something or going to the bathroom. So that's what some people. Others argue. You see right here, Rabbi Yehuda, nobody would be chayshu of a very zod, but because be'etzim, it can be a chshad. Even Rabbi Yehuda had to be told to deface it or something. Anyway, so machlek is in the stechemet. By the Gemara, the time he learned, Tabaz chaysam a bailet, the chaysam is bailet, also la nichem al peran, umute lach the bailet, but you're allowed to seal it because it's shakeya. But chaysam a shakeya, whenever the chaysam is shakeya, so when mute la nichem al peran, because nobody can see the image. But also lach the bailet because it's bailet. Rashi, also la nichem al peran, the thing, umute lach the bailet, mechassim also shakas, shakas. Savi goes around and around, and the tzura sticks out, projects. That's how it works. It pushes in. The Shaf V'Yase, the famous shul called Shaf V'Yase, we'll learn about it in Megillah and Rashi that explains what it is. The shul that came with them, the stones it took from Yerushalayim to Bavel. The Habib Bey Androta, there was a statue there. If I have a Eile Rav, Ushmul, Vavu, the Shmul, the Levi, Umatzlos, they all daven there. Why? What about the Chshad that people see a statue in the front that people might think is an Avodah Zarah? And when they're davening, they're davening to Avodah Zarah. The Lechayshi, the Chshad, nobody was Chayshi for Chshad. Says the Gemara, Rabim Shaini. Doesn't say because they were Tzaddikim when Al Chayshid. Because there's so many people, they can't be that everyone is the Oyvid Avodah Zarah. Rashi. Shav Yosef ben Doi, Mokum, who's either his name of a place called Shav for Yosef. The Yesh place, and others interpret Shechorav. They took a shul away. When Chanya went, he took a shul with him in Yerushalayim. They broke, they destroyed the shul. The Chozav and Nivna, they took it brick by brick. They took it with them to Bavel, and they rebuilt it. The Tamin Haisa Shechidim Metzu Yisham. And this particular shul was a very holy shul because they took the shul from Yerushalayim, and they brought it with them to Bavel. And they rebuilt it brick by brick. And that is, they say, the Shechina was shown in that show. We'll learn about it in the Memorial Gila. The Yechanye Vigalusi Banua. Yechanye, when he went to Golos, he took it with him. Shenotsu imam, they carried ma'avnei Yerushalayim, the stones of Yerushalayim. Aleim nema ki rotsu avadecha es avaneh. Your servants want its stones, the stones of Yerushalayim. Interesting. Andrata tzelun l'malach, a statue of the king. So what are you telling me? So we now have a problem. You're not allowed to have an image of the moon and the sun and all that. And even a guy building it is a chshad. Moshe Feinstein talks about it. He's against both flags.
Yeah.
Rabbi Gamliel Yachid, who Rabbi Gamliel was a Yachid. You just say the whole vart because the rabbi, but Rabbi was alone. And for the Gemara, keeping the Nasi Yushchichi Rabbi Gamliel, because he's a Nasi Yisrael. That still wasn't good enough. Sorry?
Wasn't.
It's because the rabbi, since he's a Nasi, this is the center, the communal center, so there's a lot of people there, so nobody's Choshed. That's one answer. Rashi Gamliel Yachid, Venechid Nam Lechshodah. He had the moon made up of parts. It wasn't a picture on a wall, even though the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, tavla. It must have been a three-dimensional piece made up of parts, like a Lego set. And therefore, he was able to put it together. See, when he put it together, because it's about to be dismantled, doesn't have the name of a desire. That's not the Chiddush. The boy say, Menachat Teretz is l'hislamed avad. He did it to learn halacha. It says in the pasuk that loi silmad lasa, do not learn to do. You're not allowed to learn in order to do it, recreate it. But if you're learning in order to know what it is, then you're allowed to. That was the hetter. I think tomorrow I have to learn.